The next coach on teleconference is Michigan's John Beilein. The Wolverines are 12-3 on the season and 2-0 in Big Ten play. Michigan will travel to Purdue on Thursday. Coach Beilein, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Let's start us out with a quick opening statement, then we'll go to questions for you, please.
Yeah. We're thrilled that we were able to get two wins in the Big Ten Conference. A road win over a very good Illinois team was a good sign. And then under some adversity on Saturday, missing Karis LeVert, our guys really came together and played as good a first half as we've probably played all year. And so got us away from Penn State enough to get a W. So really encouraged by all that. Don't know anything more. I know I've got questions. Can't tell anything more specific about Karis right now. Payne will be our guide, and right now he's still in some slight pain, but that's all we'll do, and it'll still be day-to-day going forward. So I can't be any more specific than that for everybody that's waiting, so I'll get it out there, and we'll see. We got 3 days to practice for Purdue. Today's going to be off. Tomorrow we practiced yesterday. The next 2 days, we'll see how it goes.
Thank you, Coach. Let's go straight to questions for Coach Beilein, please.
And our first question comes from the line of Mark Snyder with Detroit Free Press.
John, having a little bit more time to spread it out and kind of look at the situation without Karis, I mean, is that something where you put the ball in Zach's hands a little bit more as you did at the end of last year?
I think what we'll have to do here is if you take it game by game, how does this other team play? You know, I've never seen a team, Mark, with a 34% field goal percentage defense like Purdue. I don't know if anybody's with the ball in their hands can survive that type of defense. But we will try to mix it up, see what we can do. But I think that's more of a game-by-game type of decision. But Zach, Derek, you know, everybody's got to Muhammad, I think, every day he continues to improve with his vision, his driving skills. All these things are all important parts of, you know, finding somebody that's open, which is always difficult against a Matt Painter coach team.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Don Marcus with Baltimore Sun.
Hey, Coach. Can you talk about Duncan Robinson's transition to the Big Ten? Did you anticipate he would make such a fast transition from Division III, and what about him makes him special in that regard?
Well, we wouldn't have offered him a scholarship because it was certainly putting it out there that we were doing something extremely unique. We didn't think he could eventually play, but I don't think anybody in their right mind would say he'd come in and play at the level that he's playing right now immediately. I thought over time this is where he could get to. But not in, your first 15 games be doing what he's been doing. But he's a smart kid. He's played college basketball before, albeit at Division III. I'm not saying I'm smarter than anybody else. I'm just saying I've coached at the Division III and Division II level. And there's really good players that could play at any Division I school. They just, fell between the cracks. He's one of those guys.
And just to follow up on three-point shooting, does it change with the opponent you're playing, or is it just a philosophy you go in to take, what fits into your offense and your sets?
Yeah, we take what the opponent gives us, and that's. But if you have four or five shooters out there at one time, it makes it difficult for opponents. So. It's not a philosophy, but the philosophy is we're going to recruit guys that can shoot the ball. And sometimes, we miss on that. Or they don't develop as shooters as we thought. But basically always having, if you can have four or five guys on the floor that all can shoot, then you sort of see what people give you.
Thank you.
And as a reminder, to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. And we do have a question from the line of Tony Paul with Detroit News.
Hey, John. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
With Dockett, you've talked about him a little bit. You need him to play like Spike and all that. But Spike did so many things for you guys. how do you keep Andrew from, you know, feeling, I guess, too much pressure to live up to those expectations?
You know, he every day in practice, Tony, he plays against our first team. I mean, every day. And he has tremendous days in practice. And so you just got to convince him that, listen, you're doing this against Derek Walton every day, against Caris LeVert every day. Those are as good a guards as there is in the Big Ten. You're going to be playing against. So it's just not them. It's people with different names. And you can do this. We don't need you to go out there and give us 40 minutes. We just need you to give guys rest and not let us drop off. And he did more than that in the Penn State game the other day. When Derek was struggling with a few things, he came right in, let Derek look at the game, and we came out, and I think we played really well with him, and Derek played better after he got to sit down and look at the game a little bit.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
And our next question comes from the line of Brendan Quinn with M Life Media Group.
Hey, John. With Caris, you mentioned on Saturday that one of the reasons he didn't play was because he didn't practice on Friday. Would that policy still exist this year for Purdue?
Yeah, we'll gauge that as it goes along, whether he can practice tomorrow or Wednesday. You know, it depends. When we put in a game plan, you know, some guys can pick up easily on some things. But like I said, we're being cautious with this thing. But if he's able to practice, I can tell you that, then he'll be – and he comes out of practice, any practice pain-free, he'll be playing right after that. Whether he plays after he doesn't practice, that'll probably be up to me. See what he can do on the day of the game as well.
And
he knows our stuff pretty well, and he can adjust probably better than some other players could adjust.
And to ask, just to ask, is there any chance of this being a long-term issue?
I think there's always a chance of anything right now. It's a chance of it being a one-day issue just as much as it's a long-term issue.
Okay. Thanks, John.
Coach, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.